Every one of us regrets bringing this series to a close. The Barkroom Gamble Company wants to take this opportunity to thank Paul Reimer for his wonderful script. And while we are passing out tributes, we want to reserve very large ones for Arthur Van Harvey as Vic, Bernadine Flynn as Sade, Billy Idelson as Rush, and Clarence Hartzell as the inimitable Uncle Fletcher. The makers of Oxydol appreciate your interest in the program and your loyalty to their product. And so we say goodbye to Vic and Sade.
Well, my name is Steve Poe, and I put on this show for you today. I hope you're enjoying Vic and Sade. And if you'd like to learn more, go on over to www.pocreations.com.
Well, all this gay talk and happy laughter isn't getting us any warmer.
Yeah. Story about Reimer's mother, which is a true story, by the way, is she brought her sister in to Chicago, and Paul had set it up so they could go into the control room and see the show, and Paul's mother was just a very plain kind of housewife who really didn't understand radio at all. I mean, the whole thing was a mystery to her. Well, there were pickups from New York. There was an announcer in New York who did the commercials, and they cut from Chicago to New York to get the New York announcer doing the commercials. And she had been told that at one time or another, and didn't really know clearly why that was. But in bringing her sister on, she assumed a very authoritative air and a very professional air about this whole thing. And she was pointing out the various things in the control room, and that's what the man twists, and that's a microphone, and so forth. And then she saw the announcer out there, and she pointed to him, and she said, "And you see that man? He's in New York."
Lounges in his easy chair with a newspaper, Sade quietly darns socks on the davenport, and young Russell, at the library table, appears to be writing a letter. And after a time, one of our friends observes,
"I bet that's my good yellow stationery you're fiddling with. Do you mind if I use some? I never heard anybody come and ask my permission."
"Well, I'll ask now."
"Person walking the people's bank building and fill their overcoat pockets with million-dollar bills and then telegraph from Pontiac and inquire if it's all right."
"I don't grasp the point."
"Person can't go ahead and do something and ask permission afterwards."
"Oh, heck, I don't think you'd care if I use your stationery." "Go."
Hey, hoo-de-hoo, I think I'll poke my Uncle Joe.
"Distract you if I read something out loud?"
"It sure would, but go ahead."
"You can listen too, Mom."
"Well, thanks."
"Mr. William Hinkert, City. Dear Mr. Hinkert, because I wish to devote my entire time to my studies, I hereby resign my membership in the Public Library Younger Boys Research Club. I regret the necessity for taking this step, but I feel my schoolwork comes first. Yours very truly, Russell Miller."
"What's the idea?"
"You don't catch on?"
"Would I ask if I caught on?"
"Well, think a minute and you'll catch on."
"Right."
"Imagine you catch on, Gov."
"Uh-uh."
"I'm going to see that this letter gets widely circulated." "School starts next week. It's to my advantage to make a red hot impression on the various teachers." "Now you catch on, Mom?"
"Yeah."
"I see that Russell Miller has given up all outside activities in order to devote his time to his schoolwork."
"That's what the teacher will say."
"That's what all the teachers will say." "Russell Miller is a great student. I will give him splendid grades." "Russell Miller is okay." "Russell Miller is hot stuff."
"Who's this Russell Miller you're praising so highly?" asked
Jane. "Well, I'm just quoting what the various members of the faculty will be saying about me next week when school starts." "Appreciate what Mom and I are talking about here?"
"After a fashion, you plan ostentatiously to resign from various organizations with the object in view of impressing your teachers."
"That's it."
"Smacks of low cunning."
"Oh, I don't know."
"You're a base schemer."
"Well, I'm just smart."
"Oh, yes, Russell. Goes against the grain with me to hear anybody say they're smart, especially little kids."
"Okay. Gov, listen to my letter to Harry Honson." "Dear Mr. Honson, I hold my membership in the Kelvin Street Athletic Association close to my heart, but I cannot afford to take any chances with my studies. In order to be sure my schoolwork will not suffer, I am abandoning all outside activities. Yours very truly, Russell Miller."
"Pretty fancy."
got most of it out of a book.
What book? Book in the bookcase that gives all the model letters?
Uh-huh. I selected one where the fellow breaks off his engagement with the young lady. Dear Miss Spence, I hold our engagement close to my heart, but my first duty is to my elderly parents. In order to be sure that they do not suffer as a result of my getting married, I hereby relinquish your hand to some better and nobler creature who will no doubt cross your path sometime in the future. And so forth and so on.
It's a real old book.
Uh-huh. Serves my purpose, though.
Are you going to get your letters circulated, Leroy, so they fall under the eye of the teachers?
Well, I got several schemes in mind.
I suppose you could send them all carbon copies.
No, that'd look like a put-up job.
Trifle on the obvious side, I agree.
I guess my best bet is to put them in the bulletin board.
They got a bulletin board up at school?
Oh, sure, a big one. In the first floor hallway just outside the library. Every teacher and every student stops to look at it 40 times a day.
How many letters you got there?
Eight.
You're resigning from 8 organizations?
Uh-huh.
You plaster 8 letters on the bulletin board, they'll take up considerable space on the bulletin board, don't they?
All the better.
Uh-huh.
Teachers will be dazzled. By George, Miss Tosh, look at here. Russell Miller has given up all outside activities just so he can devote his time to his subject. By George, Miss Walters, you're right. I'm going to help that student all I can, Miss Tosh. Me too, by George.
Mm.
High class, airtight, and foolproof, eh?
I didn't know you belonged to so many organizations.
Oh, Miss Donahue's sister from Pontiac's husband's gang of lodges and trash would make your head swim.
Quite a joiner, isn't he?
Scandalous. Get spruced up of a Sunday and go to church, and his coat lapel almost dragged to the ground. It's so heavy with pins and badges. Miss Donahue told me the other day what dues he has to pay, and it's enough to choke Billy Patterson.
Girl, you know what might be a good stunt?
What would be a good stunt, Mr. Bones?
Ask one of your stenographers down at the office to typewrite these letters. The teachers would be so dazzled, they'd send their undershirts to Detroit, Michigan, Parker Post. Eight letters from Mr. Russell Miller, all neatly typewritten by a regular stenographer. What you say?
I'd hesitate to ask any of the girls to do that big a favor. 8 letters is quite a few letters.
Well, they're all short, though. Look how short this one is. Mr. Franklin Blogg, 30. Dear Mr. Blogg, my intense interest in my schoolwork prevents me from taking in any part in the activities of the fellow... Ship of auditory mushers. I hereby resign. Very truly yours, Russell Miller. Wouldn't take a stenographer for 5 minutes to dash that off. And what'd you say?
I'll have to think it over.
Listen to the way I resigned from the fraternity of football fanatics. Mr. Elton Wadham, City. Dear Mr. Wadham, you will no doubt be desolate in my absence from future meetings of the fraternity of football fanatics, but I wish to be free from all encumbrances as I plan to devote my entire time to my scholastic labors. Sincerely yours, Russell Miller.
Get that out of the book?
Most of it. Escaped convict dropping a line to the warden. Dear warden, you will no doubt be desolate at my absence from the bullpen, but I wish to be free from prison life, so I clawed the bars out of my cell window and departed. Kindly convey my best wishes to the guard. Many thanks for past favors. I remain lovingly yours, number 642.
Oh, that's crazy.
The benefit that the author had his tongue in his cheek.
It serves my purposes, though.
Why don't you resign from a lot more organizations?
Well, it is all I belong to. Well,
make up a few and resign from it.
Oh, yes, Dick.
Same difference.
Who was talking about low cunning and base demon a while ago?
That's a fine idea, Gov.
Thank you.
Why, if I make up organizations, there won't be any limit on the organizations I can resign from.
There are lots of letters to plaster on the bulletin board.
You can't have to resort to stunts like that to get your teachers to put good marks on your report card.
Oh, you know, we're just talking about
this. Talk or nothing. I'm going ahead with this.
Sure.
Let's see. I'll resign from the, how will you think up some, Gov?
The sewage disposal workers' semi-classical silver cornet band.
Well, the teachers will know that was a fake.
Yeah, just it would.
I have quite a reputation for not being a musician. How about the Chicago and Alton Railroad Ease and Luxury Club?
Very nice. And the little folksies Wednesday afternoon doll baby group.
Oh, come on, help a fella.
The Young People's Singing Society.
Dandy.
Now who's encouraging this innocent little boy to practice low cunning and bass scheming?
In your paddle, hand me my paddle.
By George, this will be a sensation up at school. Bulletin board all plastered with 25 or 30 letters from Russell Miller. Russell Miller resigned from this. Russell Miller resigned from that. Russell Miller resigned from the other thing. Russell Miller is such a hard-working, earnest, lame-brained student. Up the middle, if you
telephone
know.
Telephone figures, telephone his figures.
Get it, Willie, will you? Probably that guy that calls up here for fast.
This is Mrs. Frederick Timbutter, maybe. My mouth all tucked and trembling in anticipation of 500.
Fred's putting in overtime at the foundry tonight.
Hello? Oh, yes, Raymond. Raymond Searles.
Praise heaven.
How are you, fella?
Sadie, Raymond Searles is on the way. I'd almost given up hope.
Hey!
I can't help it.
A poor little human being is trying to talk on a rotten numbskull telephone. Gosh, Raymond, I'm afraid I can't this evening. I got a whole great big bunch of letters to write. Yeah. Oh, that's so?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I'm trying to stop.
Well, say, sure.
Count me in.
Okay. Fine. Well, suppose I talk it over with you in the morning, Raymond. Sure thing, sure thing. You bet. So long, fella. Raymond and Bluetooth and Ooster and Smelly are getting up a new club.
A new club, huh?
They want you to join?
Yeah.
You
gonna
join?
Oh, sure. I always join stuff when I get a chance.
Another brief interlude at the small